Here we go.
Sounds official.
Nothing between us but two microphones and one cup. We're both drinking out of the same cup tonight.
Yeah, I got to share a cup.
It's full of shit.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Blue Yonder with your hosts, Jim Jones, Peter Streets, and introducing Aaron Hubbard.
All right, well, that's a great way to start episode 54, isn't it?
I think so, yes. Episode 54, shitting in your ears.
Shitting in your ears since 1954.
1954.
I'm Jim Jones.
And I am Peter Street.
And we're back again, obviously, episode 54.
In your face. In
probably
your ear.
Entitled In Your Ears.
In Your Ears.
Inner Ears?
Inner Ear Infection. That's what we give you.
Our show is like an inner ear infection.
It is.
It's painful.
Yeah.
It produces goo.
It makes every minute to the listener feel like an eternity because it's so slow and boring.
Yeah, our intro is definitely doing that tonight. Anyway.
Right. Yes.
So what are we doing right now?
Sitting in chairs.
No,
staring at each other.
No. Not me, sir.
Across
you may be doing that.
Oh.
I, however, I am at PAX.
Oh, that's correct. We are speaking through the time machine.
Yes, we are.
That is the magic of podcastery.
Actually being recorded, I think March 2nd is what today is.
Yes, indeed.
But since we have a backlog of shows, this is actually released the Friday that PAX East starts.
And released.
Aaron and I are both gaming, no doubt.
You're probably having a blast right
now. We're probably hungover is what's likely.
Right now? The
yeah.
The day of release?
We did, we did the Poke Crawl last night.
Mm-hmm.
The Poke Crawl is an intense experience for those who haven't experienced it.
I've heard about it. Just sum that up for me and the listeners again. Since I wasn't there, I have yet to experience the Poke Crawl.
Well, everyone knows what a pub crawl is, right? A pub crawl is where you run through a city visiting every pub you can, basically.
Oh, okay.
You go from pub to pub drinking a certain amount of drinks in each pub. So they do this thing called the Poke Crawl where everyone dresses up as their favorite Pokemon. They join up in teams like the green team, the yellow team, the blue team. Obviously, yellow team's going to dress up as Pikachu, and you're going to get your Squirtles on the green team or, you know, whatever
goes Squirtles on who knows what by the time that's over.
Yeah, that's true. But we don't actually do the Poke Crawl. We just kind of hang out around the Poke Crawl. We go to the bars the Poke Crawl is at. Hmm. Watch people in giant yellow shirts make fools of themselves.
Oh, okay.
While we silently mock them.
But you drink too, right? You participate.
And we drink.
In drinking.
And we make merriment with
the basically,
Pokemon.
It's like a normal bar crawl for you.
Yeah.
But for everyone else, they're actually going the extra mile and dressing up as a Pokemon.
Which helps, because then we know who we can approach and talk really geeky things with.
Why don't you reveal yourself? It's almost like you're a rogue.
Oh, we do.
Like you're stealthed.
No, we did. We just choose not to actually participate by dressing up.
So, I would dress as a Pokemon. I would
I
probably
would.
Maybe just go
Squirtle.
The full Squirtle outfit. No. I would probably...
I would go as Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur. That's one of my favorites. I fucking love Bulbasaur.
I just know his name.
You heretic.
I know.
I would probably just dress up with a Pikachu shirt. Just a big, bright yellow Pikachu shirt. You can't miss that out of a crowd.
Sure.
Unless they're all wearing a big, bright yellow
Which they
Pikachu
are.
Shirt, which they could be.
I mean, one
At
team
least they
is
know
basically
what
wearing
I'm,
that.
You know,
yeah.
that I'm there for the convention. You guys are, like, incognito. So how
Actually,
does anybody even know that you're there for the convention?
Last night, I dressed up as... Man, I don't know any other Pokemon names. Charizard.
That's one. There's hundreds. How many there are right now? I don't know.
I don't know. I know the main like four that they started with, and that's it.
I know a bunch, but it's only because I
dressed up as what's her trainer's name? Ash.
Ash.
I dressed up as Ash.
Yes. With the one arm the that's a chainsaw and the Necronomicon. Oh, wait. No. Wrong series.
That's a different crawl.
That's a different Ash. Yeah.
That's the Campbell crawl.
Campbell soup all over
but
your
yeah,
face.
Now we're probably...
So you're hungover right now.
We're hungover. We're playing lots of games. I'm sure I'm playing some Rock Band. I'm sure I'm going to try Arkham Horror. I've heard that's pretty cool.
That is fun.
Have you played it?
Isn't that the board game?
Yeah, that's the one the Personal Arrogance guys are always talking up on their podcast.
Yeah, I have played that at a nerd gathering once. It's very fun. It's interesting.
Nice. Probably going to give that a try. We're going to be showing off our card game that we made that we talked a little bit about last time.
Personally proud of my input there.
Yep. I ordered a couple of shirts. We've got Bald Move shirts that we're probably going to be wearing. If you see a dude in a Bald Move shirt, it's probably me or Aaron. So feel free to come up and say hi.
And where can our listeners order those shirts?
They can order those shirts at baldmove.spreadshirt.com. Now, they can't order the ones that we bought because those are special. Those are limited edition, only for crew. They can buy the inferior, cheap version.
The knockoffs.
Yeah, the Chinese knockoff version.
Poor Chinese children slaving away to give under-quality Bald Move shirts to the rest of the world.
That's how we do it.
God, that's bastards.
Gotta turn a profit.
Yeah.
Time
turn
is
a
money.
Profit. Absolutely. Yeah. We're goblins in Warcraft.
If you see those shirts, come up and say hi.
All right. So now that we're, in the future, where I'm clearly here, in your room alone, talking to a microphone into a time machine that's speaking to you at PAX. But what are we talking about tonight? Like, what are our topics?
You are bringing the thunder tonight. I brought no topics tonight. As this is going to become a tradition. I brought no topics last time either.
All right. So this evening, I thought maybe we could delve into 3D gaming.
Ooh.
Gaming.
And, I say it three times.
You have
least.
To say it three times because it's 3D. 3Ds. And it echoes because there are multiple dimensions.
It bounces off of all the walls.
Bounces off all the 3D walls.
Yep. 2D, you don't get that.
No. 2D gaming.
You get one echo if you're lucky.
Nothing. No. 2D gaming. Nothing. 3D gaming. It just happens. It's crazy.
Yep.
Where is it going? Is it just a fad? Is it just a passing, is it like bell-bottom pants? Is it here today? We'll laugh about it in a year from now. Or is this the serious next level must-have upgrade for real hardcore gamers?
Is this it,
or is this just a little trick from the corporate world to try and suck some dollars out of our already strained gaming wallets?
Valid question.
My thunder tonight. That's my topic. I thought we'd delve into that a little bit, and I thought you would be great to include on the discussion, Jim, since you've already made the leap, sort of.
I've made the leap. It's a quantum leap, I will tell you.
Quantum leap.
Quantum leap into another dimension.
Oh, shit. All right. Thanks, guys,
getting
for listening.
Sciencey up in here.
I'm out of here. Bye.
Little known fact, you actually get a Scott Bakula mask when you buy a 3D setup. Yeah. Because you're taking a quantum leap. Never mind.
God.
Or would you rather have Sam's? What's his sidekick's name?
Sam Fisher? Mask?
No. Anyway, I have a 3D rig.
Snake?
No.
Scott Bakula's sidekick?
Yeah, in Quantum Leap.
Oh, yeah. He's balding, right? Wasn't he balding?
Oh, yeah. He's in Battlestar Galactica, too. Yeah. Oh, he's one of the Cylons.
When did they do a Battlestar Galactica 2?
Oh, God.
Sorry.
I have to watch what I say here. I'm going to get nitpicked to death.
Yep.
Death by a thousand paper cuts.
The DCI judge in me.
Anyway, I have a 3D rig. It's a PC setup.
Describe
it's not
that,
like
because there are some people out there that are sitting there thinking that you have like a Sony 3D TV and you downloaded
my PS3 or whatever.
PS3,
No, I actually went and got a PC setup with the monitor, the 120 hertz monitor that you need, and the glasses that are like Active Sync or whatever they are, the NVIDIA display glasses.
And you have to have, don't you have to have a unique compatible video card too?
It's not necessarily unique. What you do need to have is one that supports it, that technology, yes. But mostly it just has to be fast enough to run the games, because that's the thing that people, I don't think, realize about 3D tech on the PCs right now, and on any system, is that what happens when you do 3D is you're rendering twice the frames. You're rendering the frame once for each eye every time you render the frame.
Right.
So the games that run really, really well at 60 frames per second are not going to be the cutting edge games unless you have serious hardware. Like, I ended up spending almost $2,000 for this PC, and it still won't run to perfection the games that are out, like the cutting edge games that are out right now.
Wow. In the 3D mode.
In 3D mode, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're essentially, you need double the hardware.
Is it exactly double, or is it?
There's probably a little.
Because that means you're actually getting an image that's like half the resolution. Is that true? Because I know that you're supposed to, there's supposed to be a decrease in resolution. I know that.
Really?
But I'm not sure. I don't think it's half.
That seems weird because, I mean, if you're rendering the same resolution but just twice, I would think, like, you would get the same resolution in your eye sockets.
Perhaps. But I know that's the case with the 3D TVs, at least the 3D TV reviews that I've seen, and like Blu-rays that come in with 3D. Supposedly, there's a cut in the resolution. I didn't do all of my research that I could have recently to tell you exactly how much, but there's supposed to be a fidelity difference between the image quality.
I didn't know that.
What is your personal experience with the technology so far? Is it a good? Is it cool? Is it a good thing? Bad thing? What's your take so far?
It's cool. I definitely think the effect is awesome when it's implemented correctly, and that's the big sticker right now. Is
implemented correctly?
There are a lot of different ways to do 3D right now. A lot of the times, what you'll see is games that are not designed for 3D, and they use NVIDIA's technology to create some sort of 3D image. Like, I can play Counter-Strike in 3D. Obviously never designed to be played in 3D, and it reflects that. It's terrible.
It does.
The HUD is, like, in some of the wrong places. Like, it's not at the right dimension.
Can you still see the HUD?
You can see it, yeah. It's just not, it's either too close or too far away from you, or it's not on the same level as the things that it should be on. The games that are not designed for it are pretty disorienting and look pretty bad.
Yeah.
Now, the games that are designed for it from the ground up, like Metro 2033, look phenomenal. I cannot express how amazing these games look and how immersive it really is. If you have a game that's designed from the ground up for 3D and a system that can run it, that's the problem.
right.
Huh. So I have a mixed opinion on it. It also, I don't think, is good for competitive games. Like, I would, for one, the frame rate issue. I mean, you're rendering twice the frames, you're going to get some frame rate drops. So that's not good for competition.
Yeah.
And I don't think that it adds anything to your ability to hit somebody. Possibly with, like, projectile weapons that take into account the speed of the weapon, like a grenade. Like, if it takes into account gravity and things like that, where it pulls the bullet down, stuff like that, throwing a grenade is probably a little bit easier in 3D.
Why?
Just because you can get a sense of depth and how far away you are from the guy. Whereas in 2D, it's kind of almost trial and error. You just need to know how far it's going to go when you throw it at this angle.
Gotcha.
But in 3D, you can kind of feel how far it's going to go, like you were really throwing your grenade.
So you're getting more, there's more sensory input.
There's more information in the image.
It sounds to me like it almost, it changes the way you play, but it's not necessarily going to be an advantage.
That's probably true, yeah.
Because if you're just as accustomed, at least your brain is just as accustomed to, you know, compensating and knowing through trial and error where the grenade's going to fall, you're going to land it probably just as every bit as accurately as if you feel, you know, if you get that extra input.
Yeah, I would say so.
Two different ways to play the same experience.
Definitely, yeah. Huh. And when you factor in the frame rate drop, I think it actually gives you a disadvantage in competitive play.
See, my big bombshell on this topic is the fact that I think it's going to revolutionize everything, but not based on, like, your rig, not based on the PlayStation 3 either, not based on the fact that, you know, Killzone 3 just came out and you can you know, aim with a Move controller really tightly and play in three dimensions on your home television with surround sound. I think that is a nice, cheap, like, trick. I don't think that's enough to be a revolutionary experience that I have to have as a gamer. I don't think a lot of gamers view it necessarily as the must-have.
Oh, I don't think so
either. Do you think in the state it's in today that it is a must-have thing for gamers right now? Based on your
right
personal
now,
experience?
No, the dollar to benefit ratio is out of whack. It still costs too much to justify it as a toy.
I see.
You know what I mean? Because that's basically all it is a toy.
Hmm. It's not like a serious controller input change that, you know, changes the fundamentals of the game. It's just a...
And I mean, even stuff like that, like Kinect and the Wii Remote and stuff, is still, to a degree, a toy. I mean, nobody's really figured out a great use for it yet.
But the Wii was affordable when it came out.
Exactly. Yeah. It doesn't cost you $2,000. It cost you $200.
Right.
And it's way lower than that. So,
and since becoming a toy, I think motion controls slowly evolving into a more sophisticated input method that may actually change the game design itself, the game space, design space itself.
Yeah.
But right at the beginning, it was just like, oh, wave your hand in this direction, you can bowl. You know? And it was like something
so
grandma.
Imprecise.
It was very imprecise. Yeah. But just the fact that it, you know, was a different thing created a lot of curiosity for it. I'm very curious about 3D. But I think that it's going to become more of a curiosity. And just like where motion controls have developed into more and more sophisticated technology since Nintendo started that trend with the Wii, I think 3D is going to become a big deal because of Nintendo once again. And I'm, of course, speaking of the 3DS.
Sure.
It comes out next month.
Next month.
I've got my dollar saved. I'm going to be there.
It's already out in Japan.
Is it?
It's been out for how long is this cast going to delay? Like 2 weeks now.
Has it?
Yeah.
What was the release date?
The Giant Bomb guys were talking about it.
Those bastards.
It was only a couple days ago. But, well, I mean, it was like a week and 2 days ago.
2 days. Did they get their hands on an import?
No, I don't think so.
Good. I won't have to kill Gerstmann.
But they did sell out. They did sell out in Japan.
Well, Gerstmann sold out a long time ago.
No, I mean the 3DS.
Oh, the 3DS. Yes,
Gerstmann didn't sell out.
Yeah,
that was
you're right.
Gerstmann held true.
He did.
Call him a sellout. Call your mom a sellout.
He'll play Kane and Lynch 3 while he's talking about it, too.
Yep, while he's raking in his giant bomb money.
Yep.
I wonder if those guys make money. You think they do?
I wonder if those guys named the site after Jeff Gerstmann's blood pressure.
Just a giant bomb waiting to go off.
Ticking.
I don't know. That's an interesting question.
I would say that I didn't know that it was out already, but I'm definitely pumped about the U.S. release. I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
Ocarina of Time in 3D with redone 3D visuals that look better than the Nintendo 64 is something I want in my pocket.
How redone do you think the visuals are?
I've seen screen comparisons.
But you don't have a 3D rig.
No.
How can you possibly see the screen comparisons?
You can display it in 2D mode. You don't even have to play it.
You're just talking about the texture upgrades.
Yeah, the actual visuals.
I'm saying like the 3D mode. How upgraded, like how from the ground up is the 3D mode?
That's from the ground up. They redesigned the game
with
3D in mind. Yeah, it's not like tacked on. Supposedly, supposedly every single game being developed is developed with 3D in mind from the first stages on.
That's what they say, but I'm always skeptical that it's just going to be a Counter-Strike sort of deal where they just slap 3D onto it and say, here's a 3D game.
No. Here's the big difference here. Mm-hmm. The big difference is that not everybody's computer that plays Counter-Strike can do 3D. Therefore, the PC platform is not a 3D dedicated space.
Sure, absolutely.
The 3DS is absolutely 3D dedicated. Mm-hmm. And why would you start developing with your 3DS dev kit a 2D ground up game when all the games are going to be developed from start to finish with that developer's kit?
And the fact that they're using new assets, that definitely is a good indicator that they're probably doing 3D from the ground up. Because right. otherwise they could just import like the textures from the old game and yes. say, here's your new 3D game.
Right.
So if they're doing it all from the ground up, that has potential.
Yeah, Link has new models, all the enemies and Epona. It's higher polygon models,
new
higher
music,
resolution textures.
Higher resolution music.
Haven't heard about the music yet. Don't know. Have no idea.
Because that's the interesting thing.
I'm sure
how big are the carts now? I mean, carts could probably hold massive textures and because they got to be way bigger than the N64 carts of the day.
Yeah. I think, aren't even like DS games bigger than those?
Yeah, I think they're looking at like 4 megabit, whereas the old ones were like 64. Or no, they're looking at like 4 gigabits or something, whereas the old ones are like 128 megabit max or something like that.
Well, all I know is that on a micro SD card, you can get like run and get a 32 gigabyte micro
sure,
SD
yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
Of course, those are more expensive and larger than the SD cartridges, but I'm not sure, like I don't have the tech specs in front of me, but I'm sure it's going to be bigger than what you could do on a 64 cartridge back in 1996.
God, I would hope so. So hopefully they'll be upgrading like the music, like the sound fidelity.
I would hope so, but Nintendo's always like slacked off on that.
Yeah.
You know, like on the last Wii Zelda game that came out, the Twilight Princess that was actually developed for the GameCube and should have came out a year before it was released.
Oh, do I remember this? Of course I remember you ranting about this in Power Play.
I was pissed off, and I think rightfully so. But
sure.
another thing I don't think discussed was the fact that the music was not even full-blown, like, orchestral quality sound.
You talked about it.
MIDI files left and right in this game.
Horrible.
It sounds like it's a 64 game on the Wii, you know?
Sad.
Yeah, they have all the room on that disc that they want for better, you know, music, better sound.
10 years removed, and they still can't do it.
I hope now that they're a really, you know, successful company again, that they go the extra mile. It seems like they are. I think that a Bald Move Award should go to the 3DS.
We should start doing Bald Move Awards. I think we're going to have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's I think, a good idea. Anytime somebody steps beyond what you know, the ho-hum and goes the extra mile.
Goes the extra mile.
Yeah. That's a bald move.
I agree.
And 3D without glasses. That's the bald move about it. Is just the fact that this is something, it's going to be portable, it's going to be without glasses. Every single game designed for it will be designed from the ground up with 3D in mind. So it'll be, you know, a 3D experience, and you can choose with the slider bar if you don't want it to be. I think that is pretty amazing. And I think the fact that you have a joystick input, a D-pad input, a touchscreen input, and then a motion sensor input is going to create some pretty interesting 3D experiences. Because conceivably, I think you could, you know, with 3D, you get multiple layers of dimensions that you can clearly see in. You can have like one layer of your game space be controlled with the touchscreen. You could have the next layer up be controlled with the motion.
Whoa, that would be
trippy.
You know
what I'm saying?
That would be so trippy.
Yeah, you can have different layers of the 3D visual experience controlled by different ways that you input motion.
Imagine that with like the fingering mechanism on the PSP2, whatever it's called.
Oh.
Like if you could control it with your on the back side of the PSP2.
What are they doing with that? I haven't heard.
Have you not heard of that? They've got the motion pads on the touch screens, like on the back of the system.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you're like holding it in your hands and you're using
your
fingers
all
that
your
normally
fingers?
Just hold them. Yeah. It's going to be this wild contraption where your hands are constantly in motion, just like wriggling around like octopi.
It might be silly. It might be too much.
It might be. I don't know.
But I mean, the DS, the 3DS isn't designed that way. So
No.
I just think that's going to potentially get developers excited to find ways to actually incorporate new gameplay experiences into the 3D.
Yeah.
Whereas what you were talking about right now, 3D is like a cantrip. You know, it's just a firecracker. It's just there to, you know, it's just a trick to, you know, make you enjoy it, but it's like cotton candy. There's no real substance to it. Yeah. It's just sugary sweet, and then it's here and it's gone. Mm-hmm. It's not giving me anything else. It's not really adding to the substance of my gameplay experience. It's just a visual trick of the technology to make me, feel a little extra dimensions there.
Sure, yeah.
But, 3DS has the true potential because it's going to probably sell very well.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're printing gold. I think they're printing money.
Yeah, I feel like they're printing less money than they printed with the DS, slightly.
I don't know, man. I would say the opposite.
Well, here's the thing. I'm really, really interested in the 3D space right now because there's a lot of different things going on. You've got Nintendo with the 3DS doing the glasses-free 3D.
Yeah.
You've got my setup where I've got glasses on the PC.
I think that's... I'll talk more about that later, but okay. I really don't like that.
All right. You've got the PS3 that's doing 3D now.
Mm-hmm.
And who else do you have who's not in the mix but is a major player?
You got PC, PS3, 3DS. I don't know of any other players.
Microsoft.
Are they doing 3D?
No. That's the thing. Like this intrigues me beyond any rationality. I should not be this intrigued by it, but I am. this has parallels back to the HD DVD Blu-ray wars.
Mm-hmm. Format.
Because
war.
Microsoft really, they kind of almost sat that out, right? I mean, they went with DVD and had the HD DVD add-on, but never really committed to it.
Right. It wasn't proprietary. It was never built into their console.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whereas Sony, and so that kept their prices down. Whereas Sony went full bore, the whole extra mile.
System launch for $599. System launch
for an obscene amount of money.
With Ridge Racer.
Giant enemy crab.
It's Ridge Racer.
yeah. So you had that war there. Where Microsoft kind of almost sat out. And now I think they're doing the same thing with 3D because it's not proven yet. Just like Blu-ray and HD DVD weren't proven yet.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft is
kind of
just testing
the waters.
So they
play it safe? They're a little
more
conservative?
I really think so. I think they're waiting to see which of these technologies takes off. Mm-hmm. Or if 3D even goes anywhere.
Because it is undecided. I think that's why it's a good topic.
Absolutely.
Because it's pretty much... an undecided technology as to, is this going to be integrated on a regular basis? Is this going to be in my cell phone? Is this going to be in the next generation of HDTV standard? Is this going to be, in whatever next format there is, if there is a next format that's just not completely digital distribution? Is this, how big is this getting?
And if it is going to be in those systems, what shape is it going to take?
Right.
Is it going to be with glasses, without glasses? Is it going to be... ports of games into 3D? Is it going to be full 3D? Like, what's going to happen with this? And I mean, that's kind of Microsoft's style, right? Like, they're not really innovators and leaders. The only thing that they've really innovated in has been online systems.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, they've been followers from day one. I mean,
yeah. And I'd say similar things about Sony, really.
Sure.
I think Sony's been kind of a Me Too company, look
and then they've all been Me Too behind Nintendo. Nintendo's right.
Nintendo seems
innovator.
To innovate. That's why I really love Nintendo. I grew up on Nintendo. Yeah. I love them to this day. I'm going to be in line for the 3DS because nothing else has glasses-free 3D in my pocket besides Nintendo's product. You can't name another product.
Here's what I'm interested in. What is the last Nintendo system that you didn't stand in line for? Because I can't think of one. I was with you when you stood in line for Wii. I know you stood in line for GameCube because you waited by yourself in front of a Target.
I was by myself.
For hours.
That was not the case with the Wii line.
No, not at all.
What's the difference? They're both from Nintendo. What's the fucking difference?
Because one's purple.
Well, they had a black model. Come on.
At launch? Really?
I think so.
I think so. I got the purple.
I got the purple one anyway. No, they did because I got the black one. Yeah, they had a black one.
And then they had the silver one. Yeah.
And it had a stupid handle on the fucking game.
Yeah,
that's
everyone
one of the
hated
dumbest
the fucking
thing.
Handle.
The handle's stupid. I never used the handle except for once, I think, when I was dusting my room.
That's the interesting thing about Nintendo. Well, did you stand in line for the 64?
No, I did not.
You didn't.
I was
okay.
15 years old. I stood in line for PlayStation the year before. But Nintendo 64, my mom stood in line. And she got it
Well,
for
see, that's acceptable. When you're 15, you can't really stand in line.
Yeah, because I wasn't paying for it back then.
Yeah.
That was you know, the golden ticket. The parents were paying my ride.
What about the Super Nintendo? Did anyone stand in line for you at that event?
No, my dad got it like a month after it came out, and he brought it home as a surprise. That was awesome.
So it's been. What about the DS? I mean, you've stood in line for DS.
No, I didn't because I didn't get the DS until the DS Lite model came out.
Oh, my goodness. What about the Advance? Did you stand in line for that?
The Advance? No. No.
Mm. Okay, I bought it a month later. Like a home console.
I just started to stand in line for things when it was something that I could actually pay for and if it was a new console.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I started... GameCube was the first one I ever stood in line for. I did not stand in line, though, for the Dreamcast. I would have. But I was actually putting them in the store shelves because I worked in an electronics retail store.
Oh, I remember the day that I stocked the Donkey Kong 64, Nintendo 64s.
Uh-huh.
God, those were popular.
Donkey Kong 64.
With the banana controllers, you remember that?
I don't remember the banana controllers.
Yeah, they were the yellow Nintendo 64 controllers with brown painted on the ends of each of the spokes. Yeah,
kind
of
lame.
No, that was awesome. It's like the controller's a bunch of bananas.
In a way, that's kind of cool, actually.
Right? I liked it.
Nintendo's awesome. So they're innovating once again with the 3DS.
Once again, yeah.
And I think the fact that Nintendo is embracing 3D is a big deal. I really do, and I think
a little bit because they jumped in way too soon on the Virtual Boy, way too soon.
Oh yeah, was that 3D?
That was 3D. Yeah, was a full blown 3D. So that's why it had the two separate lenses because it was displaying them alternately and giving you a 3D effect.
Think of this though; that was a failed experiment, right? I think we can all agree that the Virtual Boy is horrible.
Is a failure. Yeah,
is a failure.
The guy who made it got fired.
He got fired after creating the Game Boy.
The most successful. Well, not true anymore.
And he died of like a fucking car hit him on the interstate. He died in a grisly.
I have a feeling that this is not actually true at all. Like it's just an old wives' tale.
It's on Wikipedia.
Like people were trying to make the Virtual Boy seem as terrible as possible. And they were just like, yeah, did you know the guy who made it got fired and then died?
He got fired and then died, dude. I've read it on Wikipedia. I mean, of course, Wikipedia also says that Batman can't grow corn, so who can trust it? But yeah, God rest his soul, though. I mean, he did a lot of great things with Nintendo and then one failure and you're out on your ass. But Virtual Boy is a pretty big failure.
Yeah.
And since we can all agree on that, though, every time they do something the second time around, it's like a smash. Like, they did dual screens back in the Game & Watch era. Mm-hmm. It's like a dual screen Game & Watch. And then later on, they come out with the DS, and it's like one of the most successful handhelds in the history of the world. And
they did the Power Glove.
My favorite game system of the 2000s was... the Nintendo DS.
Oh, not the Power Glove?
Not the Power Glove.
No, but they did the Power Glove back in the day, the motion controller, and they came right back with it after
and
that
as we
huge
know,
failure.
It was so bad.
It was so bad. after that huge failure with motion controls, they came back, did the Wii, and got a huge success.
Mm-hmm. So this is the second coming of 3D for Nintendo, and I think it's going to be, just like the historical evidence, it's going to be a huge success.
Yeah.
And the fact that Nintendo's doing it means that developers... and including Nintendo first party are going to try and find new unique ways to use 3D technology.
Yeah.
Whereas up until this point you have Avatar, you have some movies and it's throwing 3D images at you, but it's not really like with the games that are doing 3D so far, you're not really using your controller and your input to affect things in the 3D space in kind of a fun new way. I think that's going to change with 3DS. I think it's going
to
change.
I'm waiting to see what Microsoft does because I have I feel that once Microsoft makes a move towards something, it's basically a done deal because they won't make a move until then.
So you think Xbox 362 will have Blu-ray?
362, Xbox 720, Xbox whatever they're going to call it.
Yeah, whatever it's going to be. You know there's going to be another one.
I think it will. No.
You think it'll have Blu-ray?
If Microsoft really wants to go balls to the wall, which I've just built up an argument that they won't because I don't think they will, but if they really wanted to, they'd go full digital distribution and say, fuck the discs. We don't need them. We haven't needed them for this past generation, but we've been giving them to you because that's what the retailers expect. Mm-hmm. But screw the retailers. They're going to sell everything online.
Wow. Maybe that's why they've built up such a big online store. I mean,
I think they have the power to do it.
They probably do.
I think they're the only ones who could pull it off. Certainly Nintendo can, right? I mean, they have no online presence hardly whatsoever.
Right. It would have to be developed, and it would take years. I think a good console generation to establish at this point.
Easily. And then Sony's going to try and splash like a 3D home interface on it.
I want to download the new Zelda, but I forgot my friend code.
Oh, God. And then I want to play it with my friends, but I need their friend code and my friend code that I forgot.
It's like
and the game friend code and the system friend code. Ah. God,
it's so bad.
It's so bad. But yeah, I think once Microsoft.
So if Microsoft, if you're seeing what you're predicting is if you see Microsoft developing something in the 3D space, mm-hmm. then it's the real deal.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you know it's going to be the big deal. I say sit back and watch it happen because I say if you see Nintendo's so hot right now, mm-hmm. and I would say that. This is going to be huge. 3DS is going to be massive, and you're going to see developers put stuff on the 3DS that really makes everybody else go, whoa, we can do that with the 3D? It's not just a trick. It's not just a cotton candy experience for the gamer. It can actually change the way you interact with the game space. Mm-hmm. Once that happens, then it's going to be 3D everything.
And that's what Nintendo does, right? When they put out a new technology that people don't quite understand, mm-hmm. they'll basically make a demo game that says, look, developers, here's what you can do with this.
Exactly.
Here's how it can change the freaking space of gaming.
Wii Sports. Nintendo DS came out and they were like, a touch fucking screen? Why do I want to fucking have a touch screen? And then they came out with Nintendogs.
Yeah. And stuff like...
I can actually touch the character. It's like breaking the fourth wall, you know? It's letting me interact with the character in a way I've never done before. I can pet the little fucking thing because it has a touchscreen, and the other fucking things don't have to. You know, PSP, no touchscreen. I can't pet my dog, you know?
Sure.
I can't give him a bath and brush his hair.
Oh,
but as silly as that sounds, that was a big hit.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, it doesn't have to be an amazing game necessarily. Like, I think Nintendo is a shitty game. It's a Tamagotchi.
Yeah. At its
core. Yeah. But what it does is it shows the developers what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
The tools that they have to leverage, it makes it real in their minds. And then they can jump on board and start making things that may actually be cool games.
I can't agree more.
Yeah.
I absolutely can't agree more.
You're right with the way, like, maybe developers are not thinking about the ways that you can use 3D like Nintendo is.
Mm-hmm.
So if Nintendo comes out with some really stellar products, some really stellar games.
So far, it seems like the approach is, okay, 3D, just like in James Cameron's Avatar, which mm-hmm. was like the big, you know, opening the floodgates on 3D, it seems. Like mm-hmm. 3D was almost non-existent as a big thing in the marketplace until Avatar, it seems like. Because he, you know, designed it from the ground up to use 3D cameras and shot in 3D and all the above. Like, when you go to see that movie, which, like I did opening night, opening showing in 3D, you know...
I still haven't seen it.
You've never seen it,
no,
period?
No. Oh, I should watch it on my 3D display, right?
Yeah. Why in the hell not?
I should get the freaking Blu-ray and just watch it
in 3D.
I don't
even know if there's a 3D version out
there. Get out of here.
No, I don't believe there is.
Oh,
I don't know. I have it on Blu-ray. I don't know if that's compatible with a 3D... experience on a PC. I don't know. We'll have to.
I've got a Blu-ray player and a 3D setup, so it damn well better be.
It better. I mean, it's Avatar. It's the granddaddy of 3D.
Exactly.
But, like, you have little creatures and things popping out at you, and sure, you see them there, and they look like they're present in the theater. But it was used for certain dramatic effect, like things whizzing by you, so it made the intense scenes more intense.
Mm-hmm.
So it was used to bolster the intensity, which is sort of like a theatrical tool. So there were some expressions that 3D allowed the movie that it wouldn't have been allowed in the 2D space.
Yeah.
I think right now game developers are doing it in the same kind of basic way. It's just another visual flair to their product. It's not like a core part of the gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we see that all change with the 3DS. We're going to see the gameplay and the visual 3D blended in a revolutionary new way.
Yeah.
I see that coming. I don't know.
Well, I think they need to do that. If they don't do that,
then it just is a gimmick.
Then it's a gimmick. And I think I think this is going to be a bold prediction. I think if Nintendo doesn't step up and do that right now with the 3DS, then 3D is going to take another dive like it did in the 80s or whatever when they were trying to do it.
Right.
Like everybody was trying to do 3D movies. Glasses. Exactly. Everyone was trying to do it and it just never took off because it wasn't good enough yet.
So this could, this right now you're saying it's not decided. 3D is in a very sensitive place right now. And it's got a lot of platform support, but Microsoft's not behind it. A lot of big companies are wait and see. 3DS is either a big splash and then 3D becomes standard in everything from mobile phones to TVs to computer monitors, or the 3DS doesn't make a big splash in the game space and becomes known for what it is, just a cheap trick, and then 3D has another complete disappearing act.
I really feel like that's the case.
One or the other.
It's kind of on, it's on Nintendo's shoulders right now because I don't, I think I'm with you. I don't feel that 3D is inherently enough as it stands to make a difference.
Because I just got an HD TV. I just upgraded to 1080p and a Blu-ray system within the last year. And to me, that was a huge, pricey, expensive upgrade.
Yeah, it is.
And I don't like relaxing on my couch with a beer, watching an HD movie with glasses on my face. wear glasses. And
that, yes, that's a problem.
Putting glasses over the glasses is really stupid. Yeah. Even in the theater, when they make these big glasses that are big enough, I feel like I have a 100 pounds on my nose.
Yeah, for 2 hours.
For you 2 hours.
Yeah, you don't want 100 pounds in your nose.
It's like
for
I'm
hours.
Dressing up like an astronaut's outfit to go watch a movie. I don't want that.
100 pounds on my nose for 2 hours sounds like my Friday nights.
Right now, is that not one of the biggest weaknesses, though, of 3D? Is that I have to put glasses on my glasses to watch a movie or play a game? That's dumb.
Sure, it's a pretty big weakness, but I think a bigger weakness is the one that you're stating, where it really just feels like a candy. It feels like a gimmick right now.
Right.
There's no purpose for it other than to look cool. I think Nintendo has to change that now. Otherwise, nobody else is going to really push the envelope. Because Nintendo has traditionally been the one to do that. They've pushed the envelope like we've been talking about. And Microsoft's certainly not going to do it.
No.
They haven't been pushing the envelope on that. They waited with, like, Kinect can be considered pushing the envelope, but they waited until the Wii had been well established with its motion controls to even think about it. So,
plus, Nintendo had their next generation Wii Motion Plus by the time that came out. There's all kinds of problems with detection on that. The Move is actually way more advanced. So, I mean, it's just like they are a Me Too company as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, so
and
they haven't
they play
moved
it
on
safe.
It, which means...
They're really, they wait until it's well, you know, established that there is a market for said product. And then they go. And then it's not even necessarily a better product when they do go there. It you know, it's debatable. So,
I just don't think 3D as it stands right now is
enough to
support
it. One of the biggest weaknesses for me so far is I just upgraded my rig. That's why I said that. And to get 3D on my PS3 or in my home to watch my movies, I'm going to have to get a different television.
Yeah.
I just fucking upgraded my TV. I was just able to afford the HD leap. Now I'm supposed to suddenly afford the 3D leap right back to back. I don't think so.
Take a quantum leap, man.
A quantum leap.
You get a Scott Bakula mask.
Maybe
with glasses,
the glasses,
3D glasses
were
built
attached
in.
To the Scott Bakula mask.
Scott
I'd
Bakula
wear it.
With red and blue eyes. Everyone who watches 3D movies looks
it
like Scott
Bakula. It doesn't
even
display right because it's the old 3D glasses on the Scott Bakula mask.
Yeah.
Because you're making a quantum leap in reverse. Oh, shit.
Awesome.
So, I can't afford one of those fancy TVs right now. That's just where I'm at in life.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people listening to this can. They can relate.
I couldn't afford another one. Not right now.
And even if I could right now afford another one right now, I wouldn't want to be wearing those glasses. My son would probably lose them. They're expensive. They're an integral part of it.
What happens if you scratch them up? Like
Yeah. there's all kinds of concerns there with this extra peripheral that I have to use to get the experience. Mm-hmm. So it's a pain in the ass and it's expensive. The price is too much for the price of entry. Nintendo's changing this. It's going to be an expensive handheld, but it's affordable.
But yeah, it is affordable.
You know, mm-hmm. $300.
It's less than the PSP 2 is going to be.
So. Right. So it's approachable from a price point standard, which was, we said, important with the Wii's success.
Yeah, absolutely it was.
So, and by the holiday season, you might see bundles and extra deals to make it even more approachable. Mm-hmm. So it's approachable from my wallet's point of view, and I don't have to wear fucking glasses.
Yeah.
And I can take it everywhere with me and show it to literally everyone. So it's going to be like this viral thing mm-hmm. where you take it into the office and you're playing it on a break and they walk by not needing glasses mm-hmm. and see the 3D happening.
Can you actually do that? Because I'm like, I was under the impression that you had to be in like a certain spot.
You have to be in a certain perspective, but when they walk by and it catches their peripherals in that mm-hmm. certain perspective, mm-hmm. they're going to go, whoa, what the hell is that? And they'll take a closer look and they'll experience the 3D but you'll hand it to your neighbor and they'll experience 3D.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's a big deal. It's mobile. It's cheap as far as compared to everything else we've talked about, and it's glasses free.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's actually a significant factor, the fact that it is mobile, because
it's huge.
With a gaming console that you would stick next to your television, you're not going to be able to show that to anyone. People aren't going to see what you're doing. That's in your home. You have to invite people into your sacred space to view that. They can't
sit
they
on
can't
my couch
see it demoed
like
sitting next to you in a doctor's office, right?
Right.
Like, they're not going to ever see you playing a console in a doctor's office.
I, for about a year, have owned the Blu-ray of Avatar, and I show it off to about everybody that comes over, but you haven't seen it yet.
Exactly.
Because you haven't been over there, or I would have showed you the fidelity difference.
If you could hand it to me and show me,
then you'd would have been
seen
done
it
a year
ago. Yeah, exactly. So that's not an insignificant factor at all.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that I don't need glasses to experience, I think, is enormous. Now they just need to develop the software to make it a legitimate gameplay addition to your experience instead of just a trick that we've talked about.
And I,
when
we
do
talked
that,
then
it's gold, man.
Yeah, and we talked about earlier how it's built from the ground up for 3D, whereas PS3, it's tacked on.
And not everything. I think some of the developers, like with Killzone 3 that just came out.
No, I mean tacked onto the actual hardware itself. Like, the system was never designed for it, so developers hadn't been developing for it for the first 5 years of its life cycle.
Right. The hardware is not designed with it in mind.
Exactly. And so not everyone is going to have the setup to run 3D. Not everyone is going to have the games that are 3D.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you go over to someone's house who has the PS3 with 3D, they may not be able to show it to you still. So you still may not be able to see it.
Why is that exactly?
If they don't have the 3D gear, if they don't have the rig that can...
TV
like the TV or the games that take advantage of it or anything. I mean, so that's definitely an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
That's where I'm at with 3D. I think that right now it's not serious enough for me to consider as a must-have as a gamer. But I think that Nintendo might change all that. And I think
I hope they do.
I will be buying a 3DS day one.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have, I'm really excited to see 3D become big.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's cool. I just think that, you know, if it's going to become big, other developers are going to do it and the prices are going to start falling on these, you know, sets, then Nintendo is going to have to be successful with 3DS. Otherwise, I kind of agree with you. I think that if that flops somehow, then 3D is going
to
go away.
And, I mean, it has
you may even
flop,
see
right?
Avatar 3 in 2D.
Oh, God. They downgrade the Blu-rays. They take them to the desert and bury them like E.T. cards.
I want to see E.T. from Atari in 3D. I think that's the revolution.
You know?
That game was probably amazing
in
3D.
On my rig.
We're going to have to try.
We'll have to try it. Anyway, that's all I've got about 3D. I have no idea how long this cast is, but...
Yeah, me either. I wanted to get all that out of my system. I think I've said all I have to say about it.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for Microsoft to get on board. I actually wait for Microsoft before I do anything.
What?
Like, I didn't start brushing
before
my
you
teeth
get up
until
in the
Microsoft
morning?
Told me it was good.
That's you're a loyal man.
Well, then I know it's established. It's truth.
It's like, it's good to brush your teeth. It's up in the air until you see Bill Gates do it. It might not be worth committing to.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Once Microsoft goes into space, NASA's going to get on board, man.
Thank God that Bill Gates started to wipe his ass because things were getting really bad.
They were getting bad. Yeah. That's it. That's episode 54 of Blue Yonder. We are on Twitter, twitter.com/baldmove. You can follow me specifically at twitter.com/jonescaster. I'm on there. We have our new game that's in alpha. Go sign up. You will get a discount code for the game when it launches. If you go put in your email address and refer three friends, that's all you got to do.
Three friends.
It'll be a significant discount. None of this $1 BS stuff.
And to usher in the future, we have an announcement. Those three friends have to actually exist in 3D space.
Oh, see, that could be a problem for
otherwise,
me.
No dice.
Anyway, if you want to do that, go to cult.baldmove.com.
.com!
C-U-L-T.
Com.
Oh, that's in 3D, too.
Wow.
.com 3D.
It's new.
They need to make websites with, like, .3D.
.3D?
Yeah.
And only will it be in 3D if you go to the .3D site.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where things are going. I'm telling you, I think 3D is the next big thing, even though I really don't want it to be.
3D browsers.
I don't think 3D is that awesome, but I think that it could be if it's more affordable. I think Nintendo see that it gets done. They get the job done every time, right?
They do. Well, not every time. The Virtual Boy was a smashing success, right? No, not exactly.
I blew mine up in 3D.
We're also on Facebook. Just search us, Bald Move. We have a website, forums.baldmove.com.
And they can reach you at what's your email address?
BlueYonder@baldmove.com.
Okay.
Or my personal email address, JimJones@baldmove.com.
Or mine, PeterStreet@baldmove.com.
Yes, very nice.
Com.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else. If you are at PAX, come see us. Follow our Twitter feed because
I'll have
we'll
to
be
follow
tweeting.
The feed. I won't be there.
Yeah. Follow our Twitter feed, Peter. We'll be tweeting from the show. We might try to do some podcasting, maybe even some live Ustream stuff from the show. That would be rad. But we'll see. It's hard to do a lot of this show like
3D Ustream or 2D?
Just 2D. We didn't get the 3D domain.
We're not.
No.
We're high def, but we're not 3D.
Yeah.
Shit. At least we have motion controls.
Some of us. I can barely move some mornings.
Time for me to go play with my Wiimote.
Anyway, until next time, I'm Jim Jones.
And I am Peter Street.
Ciao.
Ciao.